Hello and welcome to GCSE Food Science Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important functional properties of carbohydrates, gelatinization. If you're studying AQA GCSE food preparation and nutrition, this process is absolutely crucial for understanding how sauces thicken, how custards set, and why your gravy goes from watery to glossy and smooth. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for when they ask you to describe or explain gelatinization, and you'll have the confidence to tackle those high mark questions. So, what exactly is gelatinization? In simple terms, it's the process where starch granules absorb liquid, swell, and eventually burst when heated, creating a thick, viscous mixture that can set into a gel when cooled. Think of making a white sauce, a custard, or even a gravy. That transformation from thin liquid to thick, smooth sauce, that's gelatinization in action. And here's the key. Examiners want you to know the science behind it, not just the cooking method. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Right, let's break down the gelatinization process step by step because this is where you'll earn your marks in the exam. The AQA mark scheme specifically rewards candidates who can describe the process chronologically using precise temperatures and scientific terminology. So pay close attention. First, you need three essential components for gelatinization to occur: starch, liquid, and heat. Without any one of these, the process simply won't happen. The starch typically comes from flour, corn flour, or arrowroot. The liquid is usually milk, stock, or water. And the heat? Well, that's your hob or oven providing the energy to drive the reaction. Now, let's talk temperatures. This is critical. At around 60 degrees Celsius, the starch granules begin to absorb the surrounding liquid. Imagine tiny sponges soaking up water. As they absorb liquid, they start to swell. This is the first stage, and it's important to note that the mixture hasn't thickened significantly yet. The granules are just getting bigger. As the temperature continues to rise to around 80 degrees Celsius, something really important happens. The starch granules, now swollen with liquid, begin to burst open. When they burst, they release a substance called amylose. Amylose is a type of starch molecule, and it's what actually causes the mixture to thicken. The amylose molecules spread out into the liquid, creating a network that traps water and increases viscosity. This is the key thickening stage, and examiners love it when you use the term viscosity rather than just saying thickness. It shows you understand the science. By the time the mixture reaches 100 degrees Celsius, which is the boiling point of water, gelatinization is complete. The granules have fully burst, the amylose has been released, and the mixture is at its maximum thickness. But here's an important point. The mixture doesn't set into a gel while it's hot. It's only when you remove the heat and allow the mixture to cool that the gel structure solidifies. The amylose molecules form bonds with each other, creating a stable, firm gel. This is why custard sets as it cools and why a roux-based sauce becomes firmer when it's left to stand. Now, let's talk about the practical application of this knowledge because that's what AO2 questions are all about. There are two main methods for making sauces using gelatinization: the roux method and the all-in-one method. In the roux method, you start by melting fat, usually butter, in a pan. Then you add flour and stir to create a paste called a roux. This is cooked for a minute or two to remove the raw flour taste. Then you gradually add your liquid a little at a time, stirring constantly. This gradual addition prevents lumps from forming because it gives the starch granules time to disperse evenly before they start to swell and burst. The roux method gives you more control over the thickness and flavor development, and it's the traditional way of making a white sauce or bechamel. The all-in-one method is faster and involves less washing up. You put all your ingredients, fats, flour, and liquid into the pan together from the start. Then you heat the mixture, whisking continuously. The constant agitation is absolutely essential here, because without it, the starch granules will clump together and you'll end up with lumps. Both methods rely on gelatinization, but the technique differs. One more thing. Agitation, or stirring, is critical throughout the gelatinization process. Stirring helps to distribute the heat evenly, prevents the mixture from sticking to the bottom of the pan, and most importantly, stops the starch granules from clumping together. If you don't stir, you'll get lumps, and that's a common mistake candidates make in practical assessments. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right. Let's talk about how to smash those exam questions. When you're asked to describe or explain gelatinization, structure your answer chronologically by temperature. Start at 60 degrees, move to 80 degrees, and finish at 100 degrees. This shows the examiner you understand the progressive nature of the process. Use scientific terminology. Don't just say the mixture gets thicker, say the viscosity increases as amylose is released from burst starch granules. That's the kind of language that gets you into the higher mark bands. In explain questions, which are worth more marks, you need to link the scientific principle to the sensory outcome. For example, the granules burst at 80 degrees Celsius, releasing amylose, which increases viscosity and creates a smooth, thick texture in the final sauce. See how that connects the science to the result? That's what examiners are looking for. Now, common mistakes. The biggest one is confusing gelatinization with other processes. Gelatinization is about starch. Coagulation is about protein, like when eggs set. Caramelization is about sugar, like when you make caramel. Don't mix them up. Another mistake is saying the mixture thickens immediately. It doesn't. Thickening happens progressively as the temperature rises. And don't forget to mention that the gel structure solidifies upon cooling, not while it's hot. Finally, don't omit the role of stirring. Agitation is essential to prevent lumping, and it's a key part of the process that examiners expect you to mention. Quickfire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Right, let's test your knowledge with a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question, and you shout out the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the 3 essential components for gelatinization? Answer, starch, liquid, and heat. Question 2. At what temperature do starch granules begin to absorb liquid and swell? Answer, 60 degrees Celsius. Question 3. What substance is released when starch granules burst at 80 degrees Celsius? Answer, amylose. Question 4. What term describes the thickness of a liquid in scientific language? Answer, viscosity. Question 5. When does the gel structure solidify, during heating or cooling? Answer, cooling. How did you do? If you got them all right, brilliant. If not, go back and listen to the core concepts section again. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. To wrap up, gelatinization is the process where starch granules absorb liquid, swell, and burst when heated, releasing amylose to thicken the mixture. It happens in 3 stages: 60 degrees for swelling, 80 degrees for bursting and thickening, and 100 degrees for completion. The mixture sets into a gel upon cooling. Remember to structure your exam answers chronologically, use scientific terminology like viscosity and amylose, and always mention the importance of agitation to prevent lumps. This topic links to other areas of your specification too. Think about how gelatinization relates to the functional properties of ingredients, sauce-making techniques, and even sensory evaluation. Examiners love synoptic questions that test your ability to connect different topics. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE Food Science Essentials. If you found this helpful, make sure to revisit your notes, practice those exam questions, and keep building your knowledge. Good luck with your revision, and remember, understand the science, use the right terminology, and structure your answers clearly. You've got this. See you next time.